Broadcasting from our office in Buffalo, New York, this is the Arrive Podcast, the comprehensive guide to U.S. immigration law designed especially for our Canadian neighbors. I'm Jeremy Richards, your host, along with my co-host and business partner, Christine Jerusik. We bring decades of immigration law experience helping Canadians to live and work in the United States. We're here to simplify the complexities of the U.S. immigration process, answer your questions, and provide insights that only experienced professionals can provide. In each episode, Christine and I will delve into legal concepts, share personal narratives, and bring you insightful conversations, all designed to educate, enlighten, and empower you as you navigate the U.S. immigration law landscape. Whether you're preparing to move to the United States for work, studies, love, or if you're just intrigued by U.S. immigration law, the Arrive Podcast is your resource for making the journey clearer, simpler, and more approachable. So we invite you to come on this journey with us. Listen to the Arrive Podcast, follow us on your favorite podcast platforms, and subscribe to the latest episodes as they are released. And if you find what we share helpful, don't keep it to yourself. Feel free to share it with others who might also benefit from the content. Our mission is to assist our friends from the North in successfully navigating their way to live and work in the United States. So sit back, tune in, and get ready to arrive. This is the Arrive Podcast, the U.S. immigration law podcast for Canadians. So welcome back to the Arrive Podcast. Today we are having a special episode discussing the H-1B lottery results that were concluded yesterday and talking about what that means. Everybody's account was updated as of yesterday, according to USCIS, to indicate your registration status, whether or not your case was selected in the lottery. That's what everybody's looking for. But there are other indications in your H-1B or in your USCIS account that can be reflected. Even though the lottery is completed, there are seven different selections that can be indicated in your account, even though the lottery process has completed.
That's not confusing.
Yeah, no. It's completed yet. So, and it is very confusing. So the number one is selected. That means you got selected in the lottery. Yay. Congratulations. You are, based on our numbers, about one of 30% of the people who entered the lottery got selected. But there are other options that could still be indicated in your account, such as submitted, not selected, denied duplicate registration, invalidated failed payment, deleted, or processing submission. So they completed it, yet they have all of these options that could still be in your account, which makes, I guess, not a lot of sense, but that's how you
see it. Right, they should have two, selected and not selected.
Yeah. So if you were selected, pretty straightforward. You have between April 1st and June 31st to file for your H-1B petition. And by you, I mean the employer would then file a petition anywhere between April 1st and June 30th. If you don't file in that time frame, then you lose your lottery selection and it goes back in for another round of the lottery. So individuals that didn't get selected this time, those that fail to use those lottery selections will be put back in, and it'll give those that weren't selected another opportunity to be selected. And that's where your account could still say submitted and not selected, meaning that when USCIS does run another round of this lottery, you could get selected in a subsequent round if USCIS determines there are additional available lottery H-1B numbers available. If your account says submitted and not selected, when they rerun this according to available H-1B numbers, you could get selected in a later, in a subsequent lottery round, okay? If it says not selected, then you just weren't selected in the lottery. It could say denied for duplicate registrations, meaning that there were registrations for the same beneficiary by the same registrant are invalidated due to duplication. This means the employer submitted multiple registrations for the same person. So an employer is only allowed to submit one registration per beneficiary. However, multiple different employers can file registrations for the same beneficiary. So you could have three employers put you in the lottery, but you can't have one employer enter you three times.
Yeah, and even if those three employers entered you in the lottery, you still only get one ticket in the lottery, correct, no matter how many employers pick your name.
And then you choose between those that entered you in the lottery, which one you want to go work for.
Yes.
And then it could be invalidated because the payment failed. Well, that stinks. you should have figured that out from the beginning.
Yeah.
Whether or not your payment was successful. If you did the process correctly, you would have known that ahead of time. Deleted, and it just says the registration was removed and is no longer under consideration. Doesn't provide explanation as to why.
Yeah.
They just chose to delete your registration, I guess. And then processing submission. USCIS is reviewing your submission and updates will follow. Not confusing at all.
Yeah, maybe they were selected and they're doing some more anti-fraud analysis on that beneficiary. I don't know.
So the only one that's obvious is you were selected.
Yes.
And, or I guess denied. But you could still remain submitted. You could remain processing submission. And you still have an opportunity to be selected in the lottery later on. So the clear-cut, easy one is you were selected in the lottery. Now what do you do? Well, your employer needs to file an H-1B petition for you immediately. And you need to have that in by June 30th to be able to take advantage of that lottery selection and be able to obtain your H-1B status. Now, one of the common misconceptions about the H-1B visa lottery is that when you get in the lottery, you get an H-1B visa. And that's not true. What you do is you get an opportunity to then ask for an H-1B visa based on that lottery selection. So your employer would still have to file a petition for you to get H-1B status, and that petition still needs to be approved. It isn't until that petition based on the lottery is approved that you officially would get H-1B status. So you still need to file an H-1B petition in order to take advantage of the lottery selection. Lottery selection doesn't guarantee that you will, in fact, get H-1B status. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means once it's filed, we'll operate on the assumption that it's approved. What will happen then is the earliest start date under an H-1B lottery selection and approved H-1B petition would be October 1st of the same year. So those that were selected in this lottery, if their employers file that petition and it's approved, the earliest you can start under this H-1B lottery selection is October 1st of this year. You cannot start before that. That's when the fiscal year that they refer to as fiscal year starts on October 1st.
And usually they will adjudicate. So if you file by June 30th, in most cases it will be adjudicated by that start date. In some cases it's not, though. We've seen, you know, in past years where they haven't adjudicated those things quickly. And so you may have to upgrade to premium processing, down the road if you want to get it adjudicated in time for that October 1st start date.
And we've had those that have won the lottery asking us, what are the filing fees? What are the processing times? And we've been answering those questions all day long. Mm-hmm. I looked up the processing times. Well, this was Vermont. Every service center is a little bit different, but
it was
what I've looked at
pretty reasonable, like between 1 and 3 months, I think.
Yeah, two to four months.
Yeah.
So that's really fast.
Yeah.
Especially if you take into account.
I think that's going to change when they get all the petitions, though.
Probably. If you take into account that you can't start till October 1st,
yeah.
Well, then why? If people ask, well, then why would I file premium processing?
I wouldn't.
In most cases, you don't need to.
Yeah.
My answer to individuals is, well, if you want the peace of mind knowing that it's approved,
true.
You can file premium processing.
Yes, I have had clients in the past that insist on
it.
And they just want to make sure.
Because your future depends on it,
and they
it,
have
right?
to make plans with their families and things like that. So they want to ensure that they have eligibility in order to do that.
And the other consideration is maybe you need to travel. You can't travel with a pending H-1B petition.
Right. If you need consular processing, that would be another reason to get it done quickly.
So then they can forward it to the consulate, yeah. And then you could get your appointment.
Yeah.
Yes. So travel is the main consideration, or you want to get maybe You need an H-1B visa stamp, and that would apply to non-Canadians for that matter. But then you would, you'd want to get it adjudicated as fast as possible so you can make those travel arrangements. But for somebody who's here in the U.S. and valid status, or maybe even waiting out in Canada until October 1st to when they would be able to start under the H-1B, there really is no reason that you would do premium processing. Again, just for assurances that you have an approved H-1B, and then you can make plans based on that. Yeah. Other than that, there's really no reason that you would do it. So that's the big news. H-1B visa lottery completed. If you were selected in the lottery, then get with your employer to file that H-1B petition as soon as possible so you don't lose out on your lottery selection.
And if you have multiple employers, apparently they can all file petitions for you. So you can let them know that that's the way to move forward with, you know, a job offer for you is to file that petition. So, and it's on my understanding that they will process multiple petitions for the same employee.
And the employee holds all the cards here, right? Yeah. Which it puts everything in the employee's hands. The employer no longer has something over the employee. The employee actually has something over their employer.
That's right. They could create a bidding war.
But also don't lose hope, because depending on who follows through, files petitions, there might be additional runs of the lottery.
And there is additional expense this year. So they've raised the rates for the filing of the petition. It's a bit double. More expenses. Yeah, it's expensive. Pardon me. It is about double. So there may be employers that weren't aware of this upcoming fee hike and perhaps don't want to move forward even if you were selected. So make sure to be, you know, forthcoming with your employer about the costs and they're aware of that before you hang your hat on a petition being filed for you.
And then going to what your options might be if you didn't get in the lottery. And this is for Canadians. Remember, you still have TN status. Uh-huh. So people think that if you enter the H-1B visa lottery, that it somehow indicates, and we've talked about this many times on the podcast, what is called immigrant intent, your intention to immigrate to the U.S. because H-1B visa is dual intent visa. No, that's not the case.
It's still temporary. It's
still
a temporary
non-immigrant visa. If you were entered into the H-1B lottery, it's not going to invalidate a TN status that you might have right now, or
even if you have a petition filed for you.
Yeah. Or eliminate you from the ability to get a TN in the future. So that option for TN status still remains a viable option for Canadians. If you didn't get in the lottery, you can still take advantages if your profession still falls under the TN visa profession. If you have any other questions about the H-1B visa lottery, how it might impact you, or what options you might have if you weren't selected, feel free to reach out to us with any questions that you might have. And thank you for tuning in, and have a great day.